Hundreds of people have demonstrated in several parts of India to protest a recent government decision to free 11 men who'd been jailed for life for gang raping a Muslim woman during India's religious riots in 2002. The protesters in New Delhi on Saturday demanded the government rescind the decision. The 11 men were released on suspended sentence August 15th, when India celebrated 75 years of independence. They had been convicted in 2008 of rape, murder, and unlawful assembly. Intense fighting erupted in the Libyan capital overnight and lasted until Saturday morning, with rival factions exchanging heavy gunfire and the sounds of several loud blasts ricocheting around the city. Witnesses said the clashes took place in Tripoli's city center amid a political standoff over control of Libya's government. Pictures and video shared online showed military vehicles speeding through the streets of the city center. Reuters news agency, which reported the fighting, could not verify the accuracy of the images. Fighting stopped in late morning with no comment from the rival factions and no word on the number of casualties. The main Libyan standoff pits the government of national unity in Tripoli against a rival administration backed by an eastern-based parliament. The United Nations mission in the country warned this week against any attempt to resolve the dispute through violence. In the United States, a few states have been amending or repealing so-called pay-to-stay laws that require former prisoners to reimburse states for the cost of their prison stays, sometimes at daily rates exceeding what they would have paid to stay in a hotel. Marissa Melton, VOA News.